The eagle has landed.
You are about to embark upon the great crusade.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I consider myself the luckiest man.
I have a dream today.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Hello, welcome to Speaking of History. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri, and you're listening to a podcast that focuses on technology, education, and history. Today's date is December 31st, 2006, and you're listening to episode number 56. I'm recording today in Howells, Nebraska, my hometown. I'm actually at my parents' residence celebrating Christmas break, and it's kind of a little bit of an unusual circumstance today. We woke up this morning to find that an ice and windstorm has taken the power out here in town. And so we've just been kind of sitting around all day today. And I thought I would take this time to record a podcast while we're just kind of waiting around in the dark here. So I'm actually doing this by candlelight using my portable iRiver MP3 player. And just had jotted down some notes about some odds and ends and things that have been happening in my classroom lately. So today just kind of wanted to catch you up with some projects and what's coming up in the future, just kind of a hodgepodge of different ideas and stuff that's happening in my classroom. Well, I have recently had two articles published in some publications, two magazines actually. The first one was called Dixie Clicks, and I wrote that article for School Library Journal, and it is currently out in the December 2006 edition. So if you'd like to read that article, there is an online edition. Basically, it's a description of how we set up our recent Gorilla Season book blog project. So if you want to know a little bit more about how we set up the project and what the particulars were, that is available on the show notes for this week or for this episode, if you'd like to check that out. The second one that I wrote is not actually online, but I wrote it for a publication called School and Community, which is the quarterly magazine for the Missouri State Teachers Association. And I do have a link there for MSTA if you want to check that out. But that was in their winter 2006 edition, and basically talks a little bit about some of the different technologies I've been using in my room, including blogs and podcasts and different websites and things like that. I also found out last week that my proposal to present at NEC 2007 at Atlanta has been approved, and so I was really happy to hear that. Liberty is sending a contingent of teachers to Atlanta, and that takes place in June of 2007, at the end of June, actually. And I was notified that they would like me to present a presentation on using Web 2.0 tools in the social studies classroom as a poster session, and so I'll be presenting that, and I'll have a little bit more information about specific times and places as we get closer to the convention. But I was pretty excited about that. It's a chance to present on a national level. And a poster session is kind of neat. They have different places set up in the open area, the commons area. And they provide you with a laptop and then a place to put up some kind of like presentation materials, kind of similar to almost like a science fair. Obviously a little bit more space than just a three-fold placard. But it'll be neat to set some stuff up and just kind of have people come by, and you get a lot more interaction than you do in a individual session. People can come up and ask you questions, and you can kind of answer things more on an individual basis. So I'm excited to be presenting in Atlanta at NEC in 2007. Also, a presentation that's coming up sooner than that, I'll be presenting at METC in St. Louis. And that takes place at the end of February, and I'll be doing a presentation on teaching history using 21st century tools. So if you happen to be in St. Louis, I would love to see you at the METC conference. I've not actually attended that conference before, but heard a lot of really positive things about it, and I'm really excited about attending. Liberty will be sending several teachers to the convention in St. Louis. Also recently, I've been working with the History Channel a little bit. They asked me to do some previews for them, and they had me write a little synopsis of 10 videos that I would use in my classroom, or do use in my classroom, from A&E and the History Channel. And so I made kind of a little top 10 list of American history videos, and they currently have that on their website. If you go to their store, they've got my reviews and a couple comments from me, and then if you purchase those 10 videos together in a bundle, you receive a discount on that. So I did put a link to History Channel page, if you'd like to check that out. It's kind of neat. I think they're going to actually publish it in an upcoming issue of the Idea Book, which many of you are probably familiar with. The Idea Book is published by A&E and the History Channel and contains some ideas for how you can use some of their programming in your classroom. And they also have an excellent contest, I guess you'd call it, in their publication where you can actually submit ideas of how you've used some of their programming. And if you're one of the people they select, they put your idea in the next Idea Book. And then I believe they also currently give you a $1,000 grant to use for projects in your classroom. I was able to win that several years ago, and at that time it was $500, and we purchased a digital camera for our classroom. Also, I recently just finished up my online class. I teach a graduate class at Park University entitled Technology in the Classroom, and this is the fourth time I've taught the class. I've taught it twice as a face-to-face class and twice as an online class. Typically what I do is teach it as an online class in the winter months, typically from October through the end of December. And then in the summertime, I've taught it as a face-to-face class. And it's very interesting because you would think a technology class, there wouldn't be that much of a difference between how it's presented if you teach it online or face-to-face. And I found both of them to be very beneficial. I would prefer to teach the face-to-face class simply just because then I have some time to actually go up and answer questions on an individual basis. The benefits of the online class, though, we do have some great discussions on the discussion board. Typically, each week I have three discussion questions. Sometimes I have my students go out and check a particular article online that talks about educational technology, or I have them go to an application and try out an application and come back and talk about what they liked about it or didn't like about it or how they would use it in class. And the face-to-face class, we get to meet basically once a week for about a three and a half hour time period. The online class, however, we get to go back and forth and have discussions basically over the course of an entire week. So it's interesting to see the difference in how those classes work. But this is the fourth time I've taught it, and I'll actually be teaching it again in the spring this time as a face-to-face. I found that it was really hard in the summertime to do some different workshops and activities that I wanted to attend when I was tied down to having that one night a week in the face-to-face class. And so I asked them to move it to the spring, and I'll be teaching it while we are in a session at school. And then in the summertime, I'll have a little bit more time to apply for some workshops and different types of presentations. So it's been a really positive experience. Most of my students at the end of the course, when they do different surveys and things, tell me that when they came in, they thought it was going to be a lot of how to use Excel and how to use Word, how to use PowerPoint in the classroom. And a lot of our discussions actually evolve into podcasting, how to use blogs, social bookmarking, different types of things like that, editing video. And they find that it's a really positive way to look at how to use different types of technology, in many cases types of technology that they didn't even know existed. I'm getting few and fewer students that have not heard of podcasting, but even in this last class, there were several people that really didn't know about how you could use podcasting in the classroom, and some people also really didn't know how you could use blogs in the classroom. So that was kind of an interesting experience. Another project we're doing in the classroom, we're doing some things with a teacher in Australia and what he calls the iHistory Project. I've been working with Dave Fagg, who is a teacher in Bendigo, Australia, and we've been doing some podcast swaps. He has students that are 8th grade level students in Australia, and we've been swapping different podcasts between classes. For example, his students created some podcasts about what school was like in Australia. They also did one about convicts in Australia as far as a historical perspective. They also did one on the Aborigines. And my students so far have sent one over that's been completed, and that one's been on our school as a culture and what it's like to go to school or junior high in America. And been wanting to kind of finish up the last ones. We have quite a few podcasts recorded. Just need to kind of edit them together and polish them up and send them over. And I've been kind of just lacking on that a little bit. It's been pretty busy with basketball and teaching the online class. And I believe his students are actually changing. Since we are at winter break now, they're actually kind of at a summer break. And he'll have students again in a couple months, but they won't be the same students. So We're going to try and work with them a little bit on how we can do some more swapping and possibly doing some things with pictures and showing them what our school looks like. We're also working on one about the American Revolution that we can send, and then also ones about Native Americans in America. And then the last thing, I have been named to a list that the National School Board Association has put together called the 20 to Watch List. And this came out just prior to their convention in Dallas, and I believe it was November, early part of November. And what it is a list of 20 educators or 20 people in education that they would like to watch over the next 20 years to see how we use technology in education. So I was very honored to be a part of that list. I was not able to go to the convention in Dallas, the T plus L squared convention. We did have some people from our district go down, but since I went to the National Social Studies Conference at the beginning of December, there's just too many things going on, but was very honored to be a part of that list, and I look forward to what they do as far as activities or any kind of articles talking about how to use technology in education over the next 20 years. So there's just kind of a wrap-up of some of the things that we've been working on in our classroom. We are at Christmas break right now, and we'll start the second semester here in a little less than a week. So very excited to come back and start with some different things. I will be doing some different podcasts in the near future about review of the 2006-2007 technology goals that I put forward for my classroom. And then I'll also be doing one here shortly on a wrap-up from the National Council of Social Studies Convention that I attended at the beginning of December. Well, thanks for listening to Speaking of History, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst in Liberty, Missouri, under a Creative Commons license. Visit the website for show notes and links to material in the podcast at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. The podcast is also available on iTunes. Please email all comments and questions to speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Background music for the intro is Z from James Underberg from PodSafe Audio. Thanks for listening.